Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. So we're doing a ship series episode today. We're going to be covering Namcook, and we wanted to pick a Jungkook-focused ship because July is for Jungkook.
Yes.
Because he's releasing his single this month on July 14th.
Yes, Seven.
Seven.
We cannot wait to hear it, to talk about it, to see everything that he's going to give us with that. He did just recently put out a little promo schedule for that also. So we have things to look forward to before it comes out here in a couple
there's
days.
There's going to be a music video. Yeah, he's got some photos he's going to drop too. I know that he recently had a V Live that a lot of armies were talking about because... Mm-hmm. In this V-Live, he was working out and it was just unhinged with what he was doing.
It was obscene.
It was. Yeah. I mean, some of the things he was saying, too, just like, I don't, like, just off the charts there. Like, I don't know what he was doing, but it was really a wonderful V-Live. It was like an hour and 50 minutes, which is not out of the norm for Jungkook to do something like that. Mm-mm. But at the start of it, he talked about how Seven's promos were being talked about and that word is out that he's going to be releasing a single on July 14th.
Yep. And one of the times when he was working out, one of the reps, instead of like counting in Korean for the number seven, he said seven in English as like a little promo shout out too. Anyways, that was a great V-Live. That was iconic.
Oh yeah. Lots of great screenshots that came out of that. Uh-huh. Like him leaning up against the wall, stretching and his booty. Oh my gosh.
That's the obscene part. Yeah. But also him doing roller while singing.
Yeah. The ab roller while singing. Super impressive.
Crazy.
Stable vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also him saying like, I'm not done. You thought we were done, but I'm not done. Like,
tired, growly, raspy voice, like dying. Yeah. So anyways, we are talking all about Jungkook and Namjoon today and their ship, Namcook, for Jungkook's July here. Mm-hmm. And we're so excited to get into it.
Yeah.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it made some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to talk about the ship Namcook, which is the pairing of Kim Namjoon and Yeon Jungkook. We'll talk about some flirtatious moments that have happened between them, really hit on the friendship of these two and their history.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so much there. But before we really get into it, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. But any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much. So this July, not only is it Jungkook's July, but it's also Plastic Free July. Mm-hmm. So Plastic Free July is a global movement that helps millions of people be part of the solution to plastic pollution so that we can have cleaner streets, oceans, emotions and beautiful communities. So this was a movement started in 2011 by the Plastic Free Foundation out of Western Australia, but it has since grown to a worldwide movement. Oftentimes people in small communities or businesses will try to have a way to get involved and reduce their plastic consumption during this time. This movement also pushes people to reduce / eliminate their plastic consumption more over time, not just in July, but take those habits and continue them throughout the year. So they are asking people to join their challenge. We don't really ask you to donate this month, but we are asking you to try to reduce your plastic consumption by taking the challenge. You can sign up to pledge your part at plasticfreejuly.org. You can get involved by starting at home by recycling plastics and reducing the use of single-use plastics where you can. Also, when you're out, try to avoid using takeaway containers and plastic bags, swapping them for reusable options that maybe you plan ahead and bring with you. Really, these small changes can make a big difference. And you can find out so many more ways to make changes and to get involved by, again, going to plasticfreejuly.org.
Yeah, I like that you can make a pledge, too. I feel that that holds an accountability to it. So I'm definitely going, I'm going to go and make a pledge for sure so that I feel that accountability. I will say when I was in Canada, they're like, recycling and reduction is just so much better than it is here in the States. Like, we really need some of that change to happen here. Like, at grocery stores, you just can't get plastic bags. Like, here, you always get offered plastic bags. Like, you can get paper, too. But they're just always using, you know, like, reusable bags that they bring to the grocery store all the time. And just...
And honestly, you don't feel great about taking paper either.
No, you don't. Like, oh, yeah. I saw some of that. I can't say it's all of the U.S. because, like, in the Pacific Northwest, you saw a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just it's a big difference that you can make just by reducing your own plastic usage.
Yeah, wherever you can. So join us in Plastic Free July. And yeah, we're going to make the pledge too. So you can pledge any amount. You know, they really take you through an amount that is reasonable to you, mm-hmm. so you can do it, and it's an attainable goal. So join us, plasticfreejuly.org. Okay, let's get into Namcook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just an overview of this pairing. It is the pairing of Namjoon and Jungkook. Namcook was really the only ship name that we've heard of for this pairing, but they met early in 2011, and RM is one of the main reasons that Jungkook joined Big Hit Entertainment. He had a tremendous amount of respect for Namjoon's rap and thought that he was really cool, so he chose Big Hit over six other companies that had contacted him after he was eliminated on Superstar K3, which is just, he got eliminated pretty early on. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy to me that all of these companies saw the talent in this like super young kid, and that he was contacted by seven different companies, which seven, crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Seriously, foreshadowing. Some really big labels too, but he ended up going with this real small label because he saw Namjoon. And so he is consistently and like repeatedly shared this story about how he joined and it was all because of Namjoon. He always credits Namjoon for it.
Yeah, pretty much any chance he gets, we've seen he brings up this story. Any interview, anytime that he can talk about it in Festa, in a V Live, whatever, he reminds us the reason why he joined is because of RM and just his impression of him.
Yeah.
And also, like, speaking of his impression of him, his first impression, his literal first words out of his mouth when seeing RM for the first time was, wow, thighs.
Yes.
Because, so this is a story that Namjoon told in an old video called BTS Begins. This is like in one of their former like old Big Hit dance studios. It is so nostalgic to like see this video now. But Namjoon shares that within the first 10 minutes of seeing each other, Namjoon, he didn't have any pants on. They must have like met at the dorms for the first time. So Namjoon's just hanging out and he stumbles across Namjoon, walks in, just is kind of stunned, shocked. And all he can get out is, wow, thighs. Like not even, oh, you look good or anything like that. But he's just so speechless.
Can't even make a sentence.
So immediately Jungkook is just taken by Namjoon.
Back in 2011, like he really is just like starstruck by him. He thinks he's so cool. He has really great rap. He's attractive.
Right.
Beefy.
He has everything. You know, to Jungkook back then, Namjoon was everything. that he wanted to be. Yeah.
So these two, what I think is so special about them that really works is that Namjoon is the young, and we see that Jungkook is the maknae. But in their home lives, Namjoon has a younger sister and Jungkook has an older brother. So I think they're already kind of used to these dynamics.
Yeah, they're very comfortable in those roles.
Yeah, yeah. So it fits their relationship really well. Namjoon is very loving and caring towards Jungkook. He really babies Jungkook. You see it so much. And Jungkook clearly looks up to Namjoon, just like an older brother. Like, mm-hmm. he really looks up to him so much. He's his inspiration. Mm-hmm. So Jungkook, later on, like, I can't remember where it was from, but he ended up thanking Namjoon for essentially raising him. So he really has been, like, an older brother figure to him.
Yeah. I mean, and just guiding him so much and giving him advice.
He was so young. When he joined.
The youngest by far, like, in middle school when he was recruited, went through all of high school while he was in trainee life and debuting. I mean, and Namjoon was there to support him every step of the way.
Yeah, he really took him under his wing.
Yeah, and I feel like Namjoon really takes and back then took his role as leader of BTS very seriously. And, you know, as Jungkook being the maknae, like, of course he would want to make sure that he had everything that he needed to be supported and looked after and just take a special liking to him.
Yeah, he really cared for him.
Yeah, really cared for him. And he really is such, like, Jungkook is such baby around Namjoon.
Oh, yeah. I think Namjoon spoils him a little. Especially in the early days. Yeah.
How can you not?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's adorable.
Yeah.
So Namjoon, I think, is also really cool is that he's the lead rapper and Jungkook is the lead vocalist. So I just love that we have Namjoon taking the lead in rap and Jungkook really taking the lead in vocals. Mm. They both also really like to work out and hit up the gym. So I have seen, especially with Jungkook's recent V-Live where he just worked out a whole bunch in it, I've seen so many ARMYs asking for a Namjoon gym live.
Yes.
Imagine that. Please. Imagine that.
And we know that they're both working out all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we see Namjoon's Instagram story too. We see Jungkook on V-Live. Like, they could link up.
Yeah.
They could.
Please. I know in his most recent V-Live that he had too, Jungkook is wearing Namjoon's shirt. I think this is true.
Yeah.
Because we've seen this Nike, it's like a white Nike oversized shirt. Mm-hmm. And we've seen Namjoon in this shirt. They could very well own the same shirt, I guess.
I guess so.
But I don't know. I'm going to say they share clothes.
We know in the past that they share clothes all the time. You know, yeah. Jungkook could have picked this up sometime and just never gave it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, on top of their kind of similar upbringings where they had that older brother, younger brother dynamic in their family lives, they are also both September Virgos and they're also both blood type A. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot in common just of like who they are personality wise. Being Virgos, Virgos are very intellectual by nature and they often deep dive into research and analyze things and situations just all around. They are driven by practicality and they perceive things through their logical mind, not so emotionally typically. But also due to their fault-finding tendency, they always attach to themselves. They generalize things and they limit their creative minds and they submit themselves to rationality and reasoning all the time. This really made us think of like Namjoon, like
really
just the fault-finding tendency and just being so hard on himself and the generalizing of just thinking like everything is so terrible and But maybe Jungkook has some of that too and we just don't see it, you know?
Yeah.
It hasn't come out.
Well, he's also, when we get to their Myers-Briggs, like Jungkook is more introverted and RM is more extroverted. So RM might just be able to vocalize that.
Express
a little
bit more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a reason why Jungkook looks up to Namjoon so much because he can see a lot of his same worries or inner turmoils going on that Namjoon experiences. They both do, but Namjoon is just able to express it and work through it.
Yeah.
And maybe that helps Jungkook. You know, maybe Jungkook is bumping mono and listening to Indigo sometimes.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
But I also love this other side of Virgo, thinking about like them as a Virgo pairing, as friends or, you know, romantic partners in Virgos and how they get along. And Virgo pairings can bode extremely well. Couples can be excellent friends as well. And when Virgos, this happens when Virgos are the types that often readily sacrifice themselves for the betterment of the other. And when this is possible, conflict rarely occurs. They're more concerned about their connection in rather than their pride.
Yeah.
And I feel like these two would be those types of Virgos, you know, mm-hmm. they are definitely humble kings. They'll put their pride aside for the betterment of the other person for sure.
I definitely think they're both self-sacrificing. Yes. I see them like, you know, taking hits or whatever to prevent someone else having to go through it. You know, yeah. I do see that for both of them.
Yep. Yep. Also, I personally don't feel like Virgos like conflict.
No.
Virgos avoid conflict at all costs. So mm-hmm. I think that they would not have conflict themselves very often because I think they would let a lot of things go just mm-hmm. to avoid the conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really seen too much conflict between these two.
Oh, I can't think of a single time that I've ever seen conflict yeah. between these two.
Yeah. Or no. even like just a slight disagreement.
Not even
anything.
A slight disagreement yeah. or like a little tiff or even like really attitude or mm-hmm. anything or mm-hmm. awkwardness, nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So for their personality types, for their Myers-Briggs, RM is ENFP and Jungkook is INTP, although he has also gotten ISFP before. But we most commonly see INTP for Jungkook. And what I really just see the contrast between these two is the introvert and extrovert. So Jungkook being introverted, you see him hide behind Namjoon a lot or like lean on Namjoon, and you'll see Namjoon is a little bit more extroverted. He'll mm-hmm. be able to speak up and say what he wants or needs to say. And I think Jungkook just is kind of like, mm-hmm, yes, like yeah. that's how I feel. That's what I would like to say too.
Yes, totally. But
I do think like with them both being Virgos, like I think they do have that more like intellectual, deep thought type of thing. You know, mm-hmm. they definitely have that in common. So I don't know. I just feel like the introvert extrovert is just cute for these two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great pairing, mm-hmm. the way that it plays off of each other and the way that like Namjoon is kind of there for Jungkook's introverted self mm-hmm. often. Okay, so let's get into some flirtatious moments between these two. And the ship series flirtatious moments have really evolved over the years. We used to really be so like, this is real. This is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
romance.
Now, what we're really full forward, but now we really look for, okay, Namjoon shippers, what are they seeing? Why do mm-hmm. they love Namjoon? And what's like these cutest moments that we can find? Yeah. So,
They're touchy moments. They're fan servicey moments.
Yeah. You probably are not going to feel like uncomfortable that we're pushing the envelope too much here. Okay.
No.
Yeah. So,
but it's so needs to be talked about.
These are really great, super cute moments between uh-huh. them, and I just love them. But what I feel personally is I see a lot of Jungkook to Namjoon here mm-hmm. going on. So the first one is Jungkook getting flustered by Namjoon, mm-hmm. and this is kind of like a running theme, but we have two examples of this. And the first one is from a Run BTS where it's episode 83, swimming pool games, and they do a bunch of different games in the pool, but one of them Jungkook decides to challenge Namjoon to a staring contest. Mm-hmm. And so Yoongi gets in the middle and he's like, okay, okay. And he like,
I love how Yoongi's always there.
I know.
There.
Icon.
Yeah. He has his own talk show now. It makes so much sense.
It really does. Forever MC. So he gets in the middle. He counts them down. They close their eyes and he counts them down. 3, 2, 1. And right when they open, when Namjoon opens his eyes, he winks. And mm-hmm. this just catches Jungkook so off guard yeah. that he immediately loses. He laughs. He steps away. He blinks, you know, like he gets so flustered by Namjoon.
Yeah. But also like a really cool play by Namjoon, because Namjoon's like, I'm not going to win against this kid. Like right. I might as well just forfeit by like winking at him. Like he kind of wins in his own way by getting Jungkook so flustered
exactly.
and out of sorts.
So it was a win-win and a lose-lose situation yeah. there. Yeah. Another really cute moment was way back on like a radio interview, and Jungkook was singing Coffee a cappella, just a couple lines from it, and Namjoon just ad-libbed. He slid in like a deep voice like baby underneath in there in between one of Jungkook's lines, and it just made Jungkook smile and like lose his train of thought there for a second.
His voice cracked some.
Yeah,
it's during Coffee, and I really do think that he ad-libs that in the song Namjoon does, where he goes baby.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jungkook was very much caught off guard, wasn't expecting it, and they were on this like live radio show, and he just bust out laughing. Yeah. Like, he can't keep it together.
It was so cute. It was so adorable. And it's just, like, the effect that Namjoon has on Jungkook. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something else that we really notice is Jungkook has this cute aggression towards Namjoon, and it's so well documented. Like, he really cannot stay away from Namjoon. I think that Jungkook finds Namjoon attractive, but he also finds him, like, really cute. And mm-hmm. I just think it's so sweet to see, like, Jungkook, who's also very baby and cute, just finds Namjoon, who's his, like, older young, mm-hmm. also very cute. Mm-hmm. So, like, a really good example of this is there was, like, a really, really old Bangtan Bomb. And I'm talking, like, Danger era. And Namjoon is wearing a birthday hat, like a party hat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on top of his head. And Jungkook is just standing there. And you know how, like, when you're... cute aggression, you want to bite things, yep. or, you know,
just especially mindlessly
things. Yeah, mm-hmm. and he's just standing there like he cannot help it, and he just opens up his mouth and, like, puts his mouth over the top of this party hat, like over the little fluff ball on top of the hat. It's just so funny because Namjoon's just, like, in the middle of this interview, like, talking to someone, and Jungkook just cannot resist.
Yeah,
he cannot resist.
I feel like this is an absolutely iconic Namjoon moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is at Jungkook being unable to resist Namjoon to its peak. This is also mm-hmm. Jungkook being completely himself.
Oh, yeah.
Just introverted in his own world. Like, Namjoon is, like, getting kind of interviewed right here. Like, he's answering a question or something. Mm-hmm. And Jungkook is just there. Like, yeah.
Jungkook
great.
Also has, like, a habit of just putting things in his mouth. I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, this is also a very Jungkook, like, just one of his little quirks that yeah. he does.
But also Namjoon is just, like, letting it happen.
Of course.
He does not mind.
Yeah.
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 There's also many moments over the years where Jungkook bites at Namjoon's shoulders mm-hmm. or just bites Namjoon. So, I mean, like I was saying, there's a lot of moments where Jungkook is just behind Namjoon, like just hiding behind him or resting his chin on his shoulder, putting his head on his shoulder. And within those moments, every now and then you'll see him just kind of nibbling or biting yeah. at his shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, even as it's recent so as like behinds from like Fake Love era, we see him coming up and doing that, you know, just like mm-hmm. mouth open. Ah, you know,
yeah.
like he just can't help it.
Yeah.
It is so affectionate and it's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, he's already there. Might as well.
The comfort level, too, to be doing something like that.
Exactly. I mean, also, we've never, ever seen Namjoon shy away from any of these, you know, mm-mm. these shoulder bites or, you know, shrug him off or get hajima. Annoyed or brush him away. Yeah, no, hajima, you know,
yeah.
where, you know, with other ships, like with Yoongi, you know, Yoongi would push those members away or, mm-hmm. or Jin, hajima, that would come out
oh,
instantly,
Jin would be,
you know.
Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, but Namjoon, he loves and accepts it.
Yeah.
And it's very nice to see. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Jungkook being behind Namjoon often, they also often are both giving each other back hugs. Now, this is not one-sided like Jungkook more so to Namjoon. Mm-hmm. This is both very often. We see it. We saw it during award shows. We saw it from shooting sketches, like backstages, fan signs, like mm-hmm. really all over the place. Specifically during Jin's Mama 2019 speech when he was talking about how BTS had previously potentially thought about disbanding when they had a really rough year in 2018. And during this, Jungkook was crying and Namjoon was kind of behind him and he stepped more closely behind him and was putting his hands on his shoulder, kind of patting him on the shoulder. And then he ended up fully embracing him from behind, mm-hmm. giving him just this big hug. And he's like, Jungkook is crying and Namjoon is like smiling, just giving him so much love and like, mm-hmm. it's okay, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine.
I think Namjoon was really trying to be so strong for yeah. the team in that moment.
I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were saying like, okay, during research, yes, back hugs, you see that with a lot of members, but we both were like, this is more than normal. Like, I feel like
oh, yeah.
the back hugging between these two is just way more common than the other members. Like, this is something that they do with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I feel like we saw it more often. Another fan sign event that happened just because of fan signs. Mm-hmm. There was one moment where Jungkook was speaking about Namjoon to the fans after Namjoon had exited the stage. It was kind of at the end of the mm-hmm. sign. And the last thing he said was, after all, that's my boy crush.
Yeah.
Like, he just loves Namjoon.
He definitely crushes on Namjoon.
How could you?
He has, like, from day one.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
clear.
From day one, he has found him attractive.
Yeah.
That's his own words. Wow, thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His own words, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jungkook also often is caught whispering in Namjoon's ear. Again, it's during like interviews, fan signs, on stage, literally anywhere. I feel like it happens a lot at award shows too. And we just want to know what he's saying, right? Like what?
Literally.
What is he telling him? What are these sweet nothings?
Yes.
Yeah. But they often like giggle together after, or like Namjoon whispers back in response. And again, you'll see members like whispering every now and then. But these dudes, like there are so many moments of them whispering in each other's ears. Like they're just always like chatting it up. What are you?
And like, I'm wondering again, is it just Jungkook's often proximity to Namjoon during these events? But like, it's just more than any other members, am I seeing Jungkook whispering in Namjoon's ear?
I do think it's the close proximity at these events. Like you were just saying, like we really feel that Namjoon is Jungkook's safe space. Mm-hmm. And so he's never too far away from Namjoon. Mm-hmm. And I do think it part of it is his little introverted self doesn't want to talk. And he knows that if Namjoon's right there, that he'll do the talking for him.
That's right, baby Maknae.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, so these two are often next to each other at award shows and stuff, and you'll see them just whispering back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, at a Grammy red carpet event, Jungkook said that RM was his bias. They all had been asked like who their bias was in the group, and Jungkook did not hesitate to say RM.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cute.
Yeah.
He knows. He stan from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, so that was a lot of the flirtatious moments. Truthfully, there weren't too many flirtatious moments that we could find, but we have so much to say about this friendship.
Yeah.
And just about the history of these two and where their relationship has gone since day one to where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So we first want to start by talking about Fifth Muster in Busan, day two. This was like a really, really sweet moment between these two where they just like poured out all of their love and affection for each other just like randomly during a mint. So Jungkook first started talking, and Jungkook mentioned saying, "I think my happiness starts with Ratman Young. He's the person I'm thankful for. If I hadn't opened my eyes and seen him, I wouldn't be here like this." And it's just really sweet that he's saying, like, again, he's crediting Namjoon that, like, he would not be a part of BTS. He would not be where he is today if he had not seen Namjoon.
Right.
And Namjoon says, "Jungkook, without you here, there wouldn't be BTS."
No.
It's just so sweet to see them, like, just having this moment on stage in front of ARMY. And then Jungkook starts to add a little, like, a few more remarks. But before he can even finish his thoughts, RM just, like, feels the need to grab him.
Yeah.
And then they hug each other. And it's just so sweet. Yeah.
Like, they're overcome by love for one another. They have to embrace in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, and Jungkook is, I mean, he's really outpouring his love and gratitude towards Namjoon. Mm-hmm. And, like, just the amount of respect that he has. And the happiness, really, like you said, that he gets from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That his happiness starts with him. I mean, it makes me think of Begin.
It really makes me think of Begin. Yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah. Like, when you listen to Begin, you really have to think, like, he's thanking his members. But you know that Namjoon has an extra special place and part in his beginnings with BTS and his road into music here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so sweet. Like, you see members during mints like crediting each other and thanking each other and being so grateful for where they are and where they've come from. But like, to have this like a single member, like pointing out a single member and their role and just having so much gratitude for them on stage and that one member. So it's just such a sweet moment between these two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not over. They continue to go on. And Namjoon then says that he wants to thank Jungkook as well. And he says, "Jungkook is in charge of many roles in BTS, even when he's hurt. You were so young that day. Thank you for seeing me and believing in me without any hesitation. I grew and learned a lot from him too." And then they hug again. Like, what? They hug twice. It's just like a really sweet moment. But when Namjoon said, like, "You were so young that day and thank you for seeing me and believing in me," like, Jungkook really was so young, like middle school age, like 13, 14.
Yeah.
And from that young of age, he could see the talent and believed in Namjoon at that young of an age. Mm-hmm. Like, he just had this gut feeling, gut instinct of like, that's it.
He's, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was so right that that natural intuition that Jungkook was like, he's who I need to follow.
Yeah. I love the way he phrased it too. The thank you for seeing me. Like, thank you for seeing who I truly am, seeing the potential in me, seeing the talent in me, and putting your trust in me because of that. And just for Jungkook to have trusted his gut instinct at that young age is so incredible too, you know? And that he had been recruited by so many companies at that time. Like, it was really a leap of faith to go with Big Hit and to go with Kim Namjoon, you know? And to think, this is where I need to be. But, I mean, it is where he was supposed to be. And there wouldn't be BTS without Jungkook. And it's crazy that day when they first met, you know, that Namjoon is saying, you were so young that day, yet you trusted me. You saw it all, you know. It just really feels like
imagine
fate.
Imagine making a decision like that at 13, 14. Like, I made terrible decisions at that age.
Horrible.
So I don't,
Yeah, same. I can't imagine.
That's when it feels like fate, right?
Exactly. That's why it feels like fate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that they ended this all with another hug, too.
I know. Yeah. Twice. And they're both grinning ear to ear. Like, they are just so happy at that moment, getting to share their affection and true feelings for each other and their gratitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a moment that I want to talk about is from the 2019 Festa dinner. And this is when, again, Jungkook is reflecting on joining BTS because of Namjoon. And he's saying about how he was initially so impressed by him, by his handsomeness and his rap. But after they debuted, he got to know the real Kim Namjoon. And everybody kind of laughed about this. But what he's implying here is like the one who is worrying all the time and the one who has all of, you know, the weight of the world on his shoulders. And while he himself only remembers laughing and having fun during those pre-debut and debut times, he began to realize that it was because this leader, Namjoon, was really protecting him from all of it and from like all of the worries that he had on his mind. And he knew that he was trying to hide it, but it still showed. Jungkook still knew what was going on, but knew that he was trying to hide it. So I just love this.
I do too. And he really touches on like he wishes Namjoon wouldn't worry so much and that he doesn't have to worry so much. Yeah. And I just feel this really shows Jungkook's thoughtful, analytical mind and also his emotional intelligence. Just, again, from such a young age. Mm-hmm. And I, again, feel that, like, Virgo connection, that intellect.
Right, that analyzing of the situation and of the person and just being able to see what's going on there. Right. Yeah, definitely that Virgo side coming out. Man, I feel like his reflection, Jungkook's reflection back on this time, and, I mean, in that moment of him realizing what Namjoon was going through and how he was really trying to shield them all from those worries, I feel like Jungkook's admiration for Namjoon must have grown tenfold after that time. Like, just seeing the pressure he was under while still maintaining composure and being a support for the other members, like, Jungkook is like, wow, this dude is incredible. Like, if only I could be as good, as cool, as composed as Kim Namjoon.
He already had so much admiration for him. It's true that Namjoon is like Jungkook's biggest inspiration.
Right.
He looks up to him so much, but then to see like this working side of Namjoon who worries and really takes on a lot of different roles
and
for
who
the
supports
team
at the same time. Sure. His admiration grew more than he would have expected.
And he said he's just happy that Namjoon's in a better place. He said he felt like Namjoon's in a better place.
Yeah, and Namjoon said that he was too. So, you know, he's not worrying so much about all of those things. Okay, so another moment that I have to talk about is Jungkook's letter to Namjoon in Bon Voyage 2. And this is like another situation where he's like publicly showing how much he loves and appreciates and respects Namjoon. So I just want to read the letter and then Bethany, you can just react to it.
Yeah.
So he says to Namjoon Young, Young, hello. This is the youngest of the team, Jungkook. I'm not good at writing letters, so I don't know where to start, but here I go. This is something that I always think about. I often get inspired by the team. And although I'm inspired by all the members, I'm especially inspired by you. I have a lot of things that I want to do, but I never seem to stick to them for long. You guys always joke about that. But when that pattern repeated, I felt that I'd really become that person. But whenever I see you working, talking, or working on music or speaking in English, I develop that sense of confidence and passion. I know things may be tough for you too, but please continue showing those amazing things to me. I will keep following you from behind. You really are an amazing person. Love, Jungkook. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really sweet. So, of course, he's so inspired by Namjoon, like he keeps saying. But what really stuck out to me is that whenever he sees Namjoon working on music, when he's learning English and speaking English, that Jungkook gains like self-confidence and like also becomes passionate, and that mm-hmm. he's like, yes, I can do that and I want to do that too.
Yeah.
And it's like Namjoon has Jungkook feeling like he can believe in himself and that he can achieve those things too.
Wow.
And that he really is Jungkook's idol.
Yeah.
And he looks up to him so much. And so, again, he has so much overflowing emotion of like, you make me believe in me and I can't tell you how incredible of a person you are. Thank you for all you do.
Also, just when you're hitting on this, it's making me think about how Jungkook is like Golden Maknae, and how we mm-hmm. often say like, he's good at everything. Mm-hmm. Like Jungkook he can start something, he's immediately good at it. Like mm-hmm. he never misses, da 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 da. But this work ethic that he has and this ability to just like latch on and pick things up and be good at everything, like, does it come from this confidence, you mm-hmm. know, like this confidence that has really been grown and supported and fostered by Namjoon being there to support him, but to also just be this excellent role model in someone who has a great work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
And through all of the hardship, they continue to put their best selves forward and work through it. And like Jungkook seeing that every day. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah. He is such a great role model for him. I know Jungkook has said too, like he wants to read more books so that he can be better at writing lyrics.
Yes.
And that he's more exposed to
and
beautiful
who do you
words.
Think he learned that from?
Yeah, of course he learned that from Namjoon.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, he definitely gets that work ethic from Namjoon too, that he's just such a great role model for him. And also too with his English speaking, I know that Jungkook is always trying to get better with his English, and he definitely gains his inspiration from Namjoon mm-hmm. having, you know, basically he's fluent in English.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh, I just think they have such an incredible friendship.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So another really great moment for these two, talking about lyrics here. In the soup, we see both of them driving in the car. Well, Jungkook's driving. Namjoon is in the passenger seat. And basically Jungkook is sharing some of the lyrics that he's writing for Still With You. Which I think is just so fitting that this is a moment for them, because Still With You and Mayu just got released on streaming services
yes.
like Spotify and stuff as part of the 7 single promos. So we get to stream those. They're like, Still With You is like number one on like the worldwide charts right now, which is
hell
just
yeah.
where it should be.
Exactly.
Like when we did our SoundCloud singles episode, I'm like, Still With You, like I cannot believe that it's not on streaming services because it's so good.
Right.
And now it is.
Yeah. Yes.
But in this episode of In the Soup, you see them sitting in the car, and basically Jungkook is running these lyrics by Namjoon to see what his thoughts are. And Namjoon is so impressed by the potential lyrics of the moon carrying the weight of the night sky. Like, he's like, that's so poetic, you know?
So philosophical. Yeah.
And like, Namjoon kind of like grabs his head and like his brow is furrowed, and he's like, oh, it's so good. Like, oh, yes, yes. And he's just blown away
yeah.
by Jungkook writing these lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a great moment. And I love that, of course, Namjoon, we've seen him now for many members be like that lyrical support when they're writing. So I love that Jungkook is taking his lyrics here mm-hmm. To him when he's working on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another moment that I really like immediately think of when I think of Namcook is the Muster Dang performance and how Jungkook ends up getting RM's rap verse. And so this is where all of the vocal line ends up singing or ends up rapping the rapper's lines. And it's just so special that Namjoon's rap verse is the last rap verse of the whole song, and it's given to Jungkook. And I would say of the vocal line, Jungkook has more rap ability and skill.
Right.
And so it's just really, really a great part of this performance. So at the very beginning of Namjoon's rap verse, Jungkook and Namjoon are rapping back and forth. Like, they're rapping the beginning lines of the verse back and forth, which is really cool. But they're facing each other. Like, Namjoon's facing Jungkook. Jungkook's looking at Namjoon.
Like, spotlight moment.
It is a spotlight moment. And, of course, it's like the... It's kind of the whisper rap, right, you know, it's like a little more hushed, the stutter hushed rap. So it's like the impact, you know, you're listening.
Yeah.
And Namjoon, I don't know what it is, but he's just so big and so tall. He looks like he's towering over Namjoon. I'm sorry. He looks like he's towering over Jungkook. And as he's standing there, it looks like he's not like glaring at him, but it looks like he's like entrusting Jungkook to like take his verse, you know, like he's looking at him like, you can do this, you know, like he believes in him, but like, you got to do a good job,
right? Like, I don't know, expectingly a little bit, but like, he knows that he's gonna do a great job, but he's still waiting to hear it.
He's waiting to hear it. Yeah. And so they go back and forth, and then Jungkook takes the verse and just, I mean, slays the rap.
Kills it.
Yeah.
Yes,
he slays it. Oh yeah. Incredible.
He doesn't miss a single stutter, okay? He fucking kills it. And I feel like this becomes really like a full circle moment here for Jungkook. Mm-hmm. Like, because he, from the beginning, is like looking up to Namjoon, looking up to his rap and how cool he is. And now he here is literally filling his shoes, rapping his verse. Mm-hmm. And it's so much cooler that they started by rapping the verse together. Mm-hmm. And you get kind of this like symbolic like handoff of the mic, you know, mm-hmm. passing of the mic to Jungkook so he can rap the rest of the verse. Like, very cool for Jungkook's, like, I mean, it's his brother, but it's also his idol, this person he always has looked up to and admires and respects so, so much. And here he is like getting to be him for a moment. Yeah. I just love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I think it's one of the most iconic Namjook moments of all time.
I think so too.
On stage.
If you go like on YouTube and you watch this performance, the thumbnail is of these two members facing each other.
Yeah.
Which is iconic.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, we've gotten through everything that we had to share about Namjoon today, and I just am really reflecting on this really special friendship. Mm-hmm. I feel that from the beginning, Jungkook has respected Namjoon, but Namjoon himself has really taken Jungkook under his wing and really loves him, like as a younger brother, and sees the massive potential in Jungkook too as an artist.
I feel like maybe we didn't hit on that enough, but Namjoon knows just how talented Jungkook is. Mm-hmm. He sees how talented his vocal ability is, his songwriting, his musicality, all of it. He sees it all there too. So he definitely has a lot of pride knowing that Jungkook is a member of BTS. There's a lot of pride on Namjoon's side too.
Like earlier when you said we're not BTS without Jungkook.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Jungkook is the golden maknae. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's known for that outside of ARMY as being the golden maknae.
Right. When I think of like people who don't really know BTS, if they know a member, it's either maybe Namjoon or Jungkook.
Yeah.
Like Jungkook is almost like face of the group, kind of.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's center so often. And he's a crucial member in so many of their songs and choreography. I mean, lead vocalist. Yeah. So yeah, we touched a lot on Jungkook's admiration and respect for Namjoon as an artist and a rapper. But I think that, yeah, where we didn't hit as often was Namjoon's equal respect for Jungkook. And, you know, as much as Jungkook wanted to join Big Hit because of his first impression of Namjoon, I'm sure Namjoon equally was like, we got to get this kid.
Yeah.
Like, we know he's being recruited by 7 other agencies right now.
Right.
And he would be perfect. And, you know,
so
we need
him. So he impresses him by being pantsless in the dorm, flashing his thighs.
Right, right. He
That's
was like,
we
this,
win him over.
This will be how I win them over. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But yeah, no, seriously, he has always seen that amazing talent that Jungkook has. And so not only do they both bring that to the table as members of BTS, but they have those similar personality traits going on with both being Virgos, but also with balancing each other out as introvert and extrovert. And
I think both deep thinkers.
Yeah, yeah. I think they think deeply about these things. I just think that we've seen Namjoon express it more in his music because he's had more opportunity.
Main lyricist.
Right.
So yeah, we've gotten to hear a lot of his thoughts on it too. And we haven't had like an album or anything from Jungkook, so we haven't really gotten to see much of that from him yet. I do love too that like they have that older brother, younger brother dynamic where Jungkook, I just think, is such a baby. Yes. And I really feel that Namjoon spoils him to a degree.
Yeah.
I love just kind of seeing that dynamic. And then also Jungkook just hiding behind Namjoon all the time. When I picture Namcook, I just see baby Jungkook like putting his chin on Namjoon's shoulder from behind, you know, being all cutesy and whatnot, and Namjoon just like
he
being
loves
okay
it.
With it.
Yeah, yeah, well, not only okay with it, but he loves it because yeah that is like his younger brother, you mm-hmm. know,
he
like
protects him.
You know how it feels as an older sibling is just like you just love your younger sibling immensely. You mm-hmm. are so proud of them in every single moment and everything they do. Mm-hmm. Like you just want to support and be their biggest cheerleader, you know. Right. Like, and I think that's so what Namjoon does for Jungkook.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. I love them so much. I think Namcook is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing friendship, super strong friendship.
And a lot of respect for one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
100%. Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed this ship series between Namcook. We're almost done with the ship series by now. It's like,
we're getting to the last couple pairings.
Oh, my God. We only have like 5 left.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
Insane. We are so excited to talk about Jungkook's song 7 as soon as it comes out, so be yes. looking forward to that episode, and probably have multiple episodes
on the
song, the music video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the rest of July, yeah guys, be looking forward to all the Jeon Jungkook content. Yeah. And we will be covering it all as we can.
Yeah,
we're excited.
Cannot wait. Oh yeah, and our iconic hangout this month is also going to be, isn't it, Jungkook trivia related?
We Had might we do that? That. I think we were thinking about doing Jungkook like Jeopardy.
Oh yeah, Jungkook Jeopardy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we might. That's like a strong possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Oh, okay. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be looking out for that and for final details on that for sure. And join our Patreon if you haven't, so that way you can join in because it's super fun. Okay. So we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we really want to say a special thanks to all of our supporters, especially our VIP iconics on Patreon. Thank you, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, and Robin. And please reach out to us on socials, on Instagram DMs or Twitter, and let us know what you thought. You can also always write us a review on Apple Music or iTunes or really wherever you listen. It just helps people find us and give us a listen more easy. Mm-hmm. So of course you can find links for all of those things, including Plastic Free July, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.